This is where the real hip-hop lives. Power 4.4 Radio. 100% real hip-hop and R&B.
BOK Fashion. Stay tuned for new information about upcoming pop-up shops and personal styling. I can definitely slay you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and the BOK Fashion page on Facebook. Be on the lookout for BOK, where fashion is our passion. And tell them Power 4.4 Radio sent you.
That's right, that's right. Tap in. It's Mr. Flood Season himself, DJ King Ray, personally inviting you to check out the Bossed Up, Crowned Up Mix Show every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on Power 4.4 Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill, here. Make sure you check out the Seed Plan Do Show every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio.
Did it again. Skola.
I just keep on doing it.
Elijah.
I'm a young baller. Every day we stay shining. Rolling presidential, perfect timing. Every NASA rest around me really grinding. You know I ain't lying. That's why we shining. That's why we shining. That's why we shining. Rockin' diamonds, 17 on Balmain's, I ain't lying. 500 on the fitted, I ain't bluffing. Back and forth from New York, it ain't nothing. Why we ask these and we get it money. Hit the strip club, make it rain on a Monday. Finally, by the 16, like I'm a junkie. They ain't check me when they let me in, it's on me.
No, nigga. I know I'm the star in this town, nigga. I know I'm the only hope, man.
Shine.
Why be ass, nigga? Long live my.
I'm a young baller. Every day we stay shining. Rolling presidential, perfect timing. Every night's a rest around me, really grinding. You know I ain't lying. That's why we shining.
Every day we really shining.
Different cities, everywhere. different girls. We don't love none of these bitties. No. I got my DM, sending pictures of these. I got my DM, saying they want me in they kidneys. I'm a baller, taller, talking shot caller. I hit your girl the first day and didn't even had to call her. Yup, I'm a dogger, they pass it to the crew, cause that's how the shiners do. Italian all the way to the shoe. Been rocking designer, that ain't nothing new. Italian mafia, that's my food. My whole team rockin' straight rollies. Keep buying all this Italian shit. We making it shine.
I'm a
young baller. Every day we stay shining. Rolling presidential, perfect timing. Every night's a rest around me, really grinding. You know I ain't lying. That's why we shining. That's why we shining.
Happy Tuesday! What's up, everybody? We apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are back. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Seed Plan Do Show with your host, me, Gary O'Neill, professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor, pretty much everything that I want to be. All right, just call me. Start calling me Slash, man. Guess what? Happy Tuesday. As you already know, guess what? Ravens won again. So if the Ravens win, you know the shades come on. You already know we're going to play a Baltimore Classic. Hopefully you guys had an amazing Tuesday. I'm definitely looking forward to this show, as well as all my other shows, because I really, really, you know, I feel like we got it, man. I feel like Two Sabres Las Vibras is real. Speaking of Two Sabres, do you see the merch right now? First of all, let me put my other glasses on. Let me put my other glasses on so that way you can see the merch. Do you see that? Do you see the hoodie? It feels so good. It's so comfy. Do you see the hat? What? Yo, we got merch. We got merch. They're on the Lalonde clothing line right now. I think they're starting at $30. Get you one, man. So that way when you're walking down the street, people already know the vibes. They know the vibes. I saw a lady in the store. She started looking at the hoodie. She knew the vibes. I saw a guy walking his dog. He looked up. He saw the hoodie. He knows the vibes. They know the vibes. All right. So, you know, I just want to make sure I let people know, man, like, hey, I'm only going to promote my stuff. Antoine, guess what? You know, it's Tune In Tuesday. We got an amazing show. The Ravens won. I got my merch on. And guess what? I know some of y'all out here think that we're not going to eat candy corn anymore. I know you think we're not going to eat candy corn anymore. But guess, I know you're like, oh, well, you know what? They're not selling it no more. Am I not Mr. C Plan? Dude, do you hear that right now? Do you see this right now? Antoine, this is for you, man. That's for you. I got my own bag. Candy Corn Crew. Any season. I'm eating candy corn for the rest of the year. And I almost didn't have any. But I said, no, I can't let my Candy Corn Crew down. I said, I can't let them down. The lady says, hey, we don't sell them anymore. I don't need to go to the store. I'm out of here. So, but I found them. Found one for me and my guy Antoine. No matter what, we in here. You hear it. You know. If you start hearing this, you know what's up. You see. Yeah. Hold up, Antoine. We ain't showing them the brand. Nah, they can see this. If the brand wants me to show this logo, they know they got to cut the check. All right, so without further ado, let's get into our C Plan Do moment of the week. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties, but guess what? It doesn't matter. We here, baby. We here. So this week, this is sponsored. I know typically we do something else, but I want to say this C Plan Do moment of the week is sponsored by Ashley Tate's book. Let me put it up here. A Spiritual Journey Crowned. A Spiritual Journey God. Always remember you are queen today, tomorrow, forever. All right. So A Spiritual Journey God is an amazing inspirational and prayer journal with quotes, inspiring pictures, and pages to write personal prayers to God, as well as with each page, there is real life stories for each topic. You can reach out to Ashley Tate. Make sure you get this book. I got mine ASAP. Make sure you get this book. Contact Ashley Tate, Ashley Tate. You can email her to get your own copy at atate@gmail.com. I'll make sure that Antoine posts that email address. Make sure you follow her on social media, author Ashley Tate. But again, it's crowned a spiritual journey guide. That is this sponsored by your C Plan Do moment of the day. So now let's get right into it. We're talking about daily affirmations. All right. So I speak affirmations every day. And so with these affirmations, some people, well, what are affirmations? Affirmations is the action of declaring something into existence. It's a form of prayer, meditation, or auto-suggestion declaring that which your heart desires. You should be able to cry out. You should be able to state, what do I want? What do I want? You should say it every day. So, in pursuing the life of your dreams, it is important to you to affirm that which you want. Everybody got that? And so you'll attract that which you affirm daily. And this is true. I promise you. This is true. You'll attract that which you affirm daily and focus on consistently. Come on, man. Therefore, focus on what you want and not what you want. Right now, if I said to you, hey, where do you live at? Where do you live? You would, and you said, hey, I live west side of town, east, north, whatever. You would not tell me not how to get to your house. If you lived on 90, off of 95, you would tell me, hey, take 95, take 83, take MLK. You would not say, hey, don't take 695. Don't take North Avenue. Don't take MLK. You would not say that. So let's start getting into the idea of affirming what you want to do. I'm going to give you a couple of affirmations that even I share daily. That I put out there daily when I get up in the morning. Number one, my strength is greater than any struggle. I promise you, your strength is greater than any struggle. I'm getting stronger every day. I can do this. I am who I want to be. I inspire others. I do not fear the fire. I am the fire. I've decided that I'm good enough. And one more. I use my failures as a stepping stone. Guess what? One more. I have the courage to say more, to say no. Guess what? One more. I wink at a challenge. Last one, which I really, really love. I choose what I become. All right. Make sure you grab Ashley's book, Ashley Tate. Absolutely amazing woman, beautiful, beautiful woman. And I really got a chance to know and check out her book, Crowned, A Spiritual Journey Guide. All right. Guess what? It's song time. And, you know, this is I really want to make sure I had this song. And it's really, really to my heart. This is actually one of my favorite songs. And so here is your C Plan Do song of the week. Inner City Blues makes me want to holler.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Ooh.
All right, man, that song is one of my favorite songs. That is Inner City Blues Makes Me Wanna Holler, which is the title of this episode. Man, turn me up in the mic, man. I can't even. All right, that's the episode 16, Inner City Blues Makes Me Wanna Holler. All right, so the song of the week was sponsored by Dare to Be Different Outreach Mentoring Program. And that's one of my favorite mentoring programs. Guess what? They are hosting a resume workshop for high school students featuring Miss Jay Burtz. Make sure that on December 14th from 2 to 4 p.m., you make sure your high school student, you guys know right now that we need people to be ready for the workforce. So they are hosting a resume workshop, again, for high school students. That's going to be December 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. You can get more information by contacting Dare to Be Different by either emailing them at daretobedifferentmentoring@gmail.com, or you can reach out to them on their social media page, Dare to Be Different Outreach Mentoring Program. Again, they are hosting a resume workshop for high school students facilitated by Miss Jay Burtz. That's going to be December 14th from 2 to 4. They will have more information as we get closer to the date. All right. Hopefully you guys had an amazing Tuesday. Can we get straight to the topic of the week? Inner City Blues Makes Me Wanna Holler, man. All right. So here's what I like to talk about today. And guess what? Today is interactive, as all shows are interactive. So guess what? We are opening the phone lines. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. You are my co-host tonight. So I want you guys to call in 443-402-5032 as we chime in on these topics. I want to thank everybody who's watching from the Powerful Point 4 Radio Facebook page, everybody who's watching on my page right now. So guess what? Again, 443, and I'm gonna have Antoine post that number, 443-402-5032. Guess what? You're my co-host tonight, so we're gonna talk about a couple things, man. Let me start off by saying I love my city. Episode one was I Am Baltimore. That was episode one. And so with you taking ownership of something, you have to acknowledge the great things about it, and you have to acknowledge the things that need to be worked on. And so our city is at a deficit. There are a lot of things happening in our city, and we need to be able to address them as well as hold people accountable, man. We need to hold people accountable. And so now is a time where we as a community, we got to realize, listen, it's a problem. Let's start off. I want to talk about murder and crime in the city. So again, if you want to chime in, you want to say your piece, I'm going to say my piece. I want you to say your piece. 443-402-5032 if you're watching right now. Let's start off with murder in the city. We are at roughly 1,500 murders in this city. In the last 5 years, our city has averaged roughly 300 murders each and every year for the last 5 years. We have a problem. And so we need to be able to address that. We need to be able to have people put in place. And so I always say it starts with leadership, and we have a mayor. We have people that are below this mayor, and we need to be able to hold people accountable, especially when we're talking about election years. The mayor has came out, and let me say this, this episode is not about the mayor, because there are plenty of other people who we need to be able to hold accountable, and we can hold them accountable by our votes. We can hold them accountable by being vigilant as well as diligent in reference to what's happening. 1,500 murders in the last 5 years. 300 murders almost every year. The mayor of the city, interim mayor, has stated, and I'm not going to give the full quote. I know you guys have seen it. This man said, "I'm not committing the murders," and that's what people need to understand. I'm not committing the murders. We are aware you are not committing the murders. But being the leader of this great city, what are you doing to stop it? What is anybody doing to stop it? If every year it's the same average, no matter if it's Mayor Young, Catherine Pugh, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, anybody for the last 5 years, Sheila Dixon, it doesn't matter. Every year we have had roughly about 300 murders. There's been no dip. There's been no, hey, we had 100 murders. 300 murders. Not 300 people who died by heart disease. Not 300 people who died by a car accident. Not 300 people who died of natural causes. Each and every year, 300 people, roughly. And you can look at the numbers. Have died. I'm pretty sure we're all aware of our family, our friends, people that we know, colleagues. You know, some of these Instagram pages that are dedicated to that, they have business because they get to post about who died every day. So again, I want you to call in 443-402-5032 because we're going to talk about this. We got any callers right now, man? Okay.
Can I say something?
Absolutely, Antoine.
Somebody said something the other day that made everything that you're saying even more mind-blowing. We're going to be on the average of 300 plus murders. That's not to count the other maybe 400 others that have been shot that survived, the other, you know, X amount that have been stabbed that survived and, you know, been a victim of any other violent crime that's actually survived. So when you talk about, you know, the murders and the violent crimes that have taken place, it's almost like triple. You know what I'm saying? It's just that some have been blessed to survive the bullet, you know, the gunshot and the stab wounds and stuff.
And so
that's mind blowing.
And it's insane. Yes. It's insane. If I came to a job and they said, I said, hey, what do you think are the issues with this job? And someone gave me the stats and said, hey, every year, roughly 300 people get murdered. And we have nothing? Like, no one has stopped this, but I know that Mayor Young, interim Mayor Young, is not committing the murders. And that's what people need to understand. He says, I'm not committing the murders. I did actually want to read the entire quote, but I said, no, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Where is the accountability? Where are we with accountability? Again, I'm not just going to hold our government officials to the fire because as us as a community, we have to be able to do some of this stuff too. Now, I'm not saying to stand in front of violent acts, but what I'm saying is that we have to, at some point in our community, we have to hold those people that we put in office to the fire. And what I mean by that is we have to educate ourselves on who we're voting for and the character of this person, as well as how they are portraying themselves. I thought about our current mayor and I thought about some of the things he said. And I like to share this with you guys. I mean, you guys watch the news like I do. You read information like I do. And that the I'm not committing murders quote was the most recent. Then previously he said we should have boxing matches. We should have boxing matches. We should have boxing rings. I don't think that perhaps our mayor takes things seriously. That we should have boxing matches. And everyone on the planet, everyone who saw this quote, every Baltimorean that saw this quote, I know everyone started saying how crazy this was an idea. Now, if you say to me, Gary, we should have conflict resolutions. There are conflict mediators that, yeah, we should have those type of programs. But to infer that, one, that all we need is some boxing rings. This is not Friday. You're not Pops. What would happen? Let's just go through that. Let's say that we start setting up boxing rings all over the city, right? What's going to happen? What happens if I'm 6'8", 300 pounds. What happens if I have an issue with somebody who's like 5'5"? We already have a history of people recording violence. If I beat somebody up and everyone's watching, what happens next? I would say that 5'5 individual would retaliate against me outside of the boxing ring. And now I'd be the 301 murder. Then our mayor said, I hope he's looking, and again, I don't even want to read the quote. I just want to paraphrase that he inferred that hopefully the winter will prevent the murderers from coming outside. First of all, Mayor, have you ever heard of a coat? I have a very stylish, you know the vibes, hoodie that you can buy from BalloneClothing.com, and it's very warm and very comfy. I think that the killers also kill in the winter. So no serious solution that initially he first talked about that, guys. That he talked about what is going to happen when we have, you know, when he gets in office and all these wonderful things. And you can look up all these quotes. I'm not going to waste my time by sitting here and going over these things. But there was supposed to be a plan. What happened to the plan? Now we're just saying boxing matches and hopefully it's cold and I'm not committing the murders and standing up town hall meetings. Now I will say this in reference to that. Apparently they felt ambushed, so they didn't show up. But these people that are in power, that we put in power, feel like they don't have to answer to us. They don't have to do what we say. That it's just whatever. And a lot of times, to be honest, we've allowed them to believe that. We've allowed them to believe that when they show up to your house in November, when they only talk about stuff on social media, no action. Ask your delegate, what have they done? Ask your congressman, ask your state's attorney, all these different people. Social media is great, but what have they done for real? And what we do is we allow people to, so we got a caller? Okay, what's up? Hey, what's up? You live on the air, see Plan Do Show, what's up? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yep, I'm right here. Sorry.
Hey, Tish, what's up?
Hey.
All right, so thank you. You're the number one caller. So guess what? What would you like to voice, miss?
So here's the problem. The biggest problem is us as citizens don't make them accountable. They are public servants. They serve at the pleasure of the people. And somewhere, everyone has forgotten that. Everybody is voting based on name recognition. I mean, think about Jack Young. He's been city council president for the last 10 years. In that position, he has not once stepped up to be mayor. Now, by default, he's mayor. And all of a sudden, he wants to throw his hat in. Okay, people, pay attention. He didn't want the job. He's clearly not taking this office seriously by his remarks. Like, when are we going to start forcing these people to take action? Because by all rights, we should be throwing everybody in City Hall. Nobody's effectively doing their job. You don't see them until it's time to vote. And some of them you don't even see then. You see people that work for them. Make them earn their seats.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I think that starts with us. When we realize that, hey, you know what? We're going to hold somebody accountable. That you will not just be able to show up in November, show up on my porch. And that's happened. I actually made a post about that. And I said, if you're showing up to my house now to elicit my vote, you already lost. When we had the situation with the water in the Poe housing area, I only saw people sort of talking about it. But where are the people that's going to roll up their sleeves and get down there? Jermaine,
and there were very few.
Yeah, Jermaine and I rolled down there, and she took a group to a hotel. Shout out to Jermaine. She took an actual group to the hotel. We brought cases of water that the community promoted, and then you see some of the delegates, some of the people saying, "Hey, you know what? It's a problem here."
It was a photo op.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a photo op.
Yeah.
Because they knew those people did not have running water. They knew it. And not only did they know they didn't have running water, they dropped a pallet of water in the middle of Poe Homes, didn't notify those people. So whoever magically stumbled upon it got water. That's not how you treat people.
You're absolutely
but
right.
But we allowed them to do it.
You are absolutely right. So... And it's crazy, man. So Dolores, shout out to Dolores. She said, it's the mindset coupled with the root of the issue in our city. I.e., so she says,
absolutely.
Housing, jobs, real jobs, et cetera, et cetera. There is a sense of hopelessness, and that's got to change. And guess who I think should be at the forefront of that change?
Us. It's got to be us.
And we have to be able to say, you know what? No, we got to change. But it also has to be the leaders put in place that say, you know what, we're going to change. If I was mayor, if I wanted to be mayor, all I would have to do really easily, not easily, I'm not going to say that reducing murders is easy, but what I would do is look to do that. All right, we got another call coming in? Oh, okay. All right, and again, guess what? And you can call in 443-402-5032 to be able to get on here. Nicole says, I think we get lost in depending on our politicians to save, absolutely, our communities. No one is coming to save us. It is up to us. She is absolutely 100% correct. Our government officials are not going to save us. Now, we should hold them accountable, but they're not going to save us. We can save ourselves. If it's trash in your area, we can start a community cleanup. I don't like the fact that another outside group came in and cleaned up an area that we live in, an area that we populate. And so we got to do better as far as that. And again, this isn't about issues, but we got callers. Oh, we're jamming. All right, go ahead, put them through. Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
It's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
How are you?
All right, what's up? All right, what's on your mind?
So... I think it's a little deeper sometimes. It starts with the politics and a little bit politics and policy. We have a lot of people in place, like in a police department and everything like that. And we know that certain things need to change. Like, for instance, no one makes them volunteer. You know, I'm a public service worker. I do community health work, case management, and I make sure that I volunteer and make sure that my staff volunteers in the community. Did we ever think of if you're going to serve a community, you should volunteer within that community?
Absolutely.
Go to the soup kitchens, you know, volunteer at church. Get to do different things so you understand, because you got to get it, like, in life, we are fearful of things that we don't know. The first time I did a home visit in an area like Dundalk or something, I'm going in, I see Confederate flags and things like that, I am fearful. But once you start to understand people, cultures, and different things, you can adapt sometimes, not saying that you're not still scared and you're not still aware of your surroundings, but people are, they don't know how to adapt sometimes. So this is one thought that I just wanted to put out.
I absolutely agree. And Carrie, you do amazing work out in the community, and you've been such an advocate for our community. And I just wanted to say that. But you're absolutely right. Is that I don't want to say it is a cultural thing, because if I'm home and I live in Northeast Baltimore and I see and I know who lives around me, but I don't see that same representation in people of power. Like if I see officers and they don't look like me and they're coming from different places and coming here, and then it's like, wow. And they already have a mindset, because I can admit when I used to work as a bouncer that it was a mindset of, especially where I was, because I worked at a popular club in Northeast Baltimore, and they were like, hey, we don't accept no chumps here. You know, if something happens, we handle your business. And so the first night I threw the DJ out. Sorry. I remember that. Sorry. The first night a DJ was off duty and I threw him right out. So I can only imagine that being magnified by a million if you have officers who they're putting their lives on the line every day, you know, and they're coming here, and you're right. Where is the volunteer work in our community? I absolutely agree with you, Carrie.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, he wants me to tell you the story about when I throw on the DJ out. I will. All right. So Carrie, since I have you on the line, so my next question is, what do you think, if you offer one thing, what do you think the next mayor needs to do?
Wow.
I know, right?
Really? I know. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Really get invested in our community. Mm-hmm. Start to build the community back like how we used to have the POW programs.
Oh, man.
Officer friendly.
Yes. Yes.
Start to think about healthcare. Healthcare itself is what, I mean, that's a whole question. That's a whole thing that we can really talk about. But like healthcare and mental health, you know, everyone talks about trauma informed care, but the people that talk about it sometimes, I think, are not the people that really understand what trauma looks like and that went through trauma. So to me, you really can't teach someone how to get over something that you truly don't understand.
Okay. So I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So, you know, like back in the day, we used to have Sojourner Douglas that gave like degrees to people like life experience. Sometimes in certain professions, we do need people that have the education and the life experience.
I agree.
And it's starting to look back into the community and finding people that really, no matter of the color, that go through, you know, a similar journey together. You know, I know that you notice about me. I, you know, have a child with special needs. And I start to realize through the journey in life that color goes out the door, because a lot of us, we come together off of that, you know, off of that pain that we've been going through raising a child with special needs. So when we sit together and we meet each other, I don't think that sometimes, I know that I'm still an African-American woman at times, you know, things, but I honestly can say throughout activities and throughout this journey, I haven't been identified as single Black female. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been identified as, oh, well, maybe this person has a child with cerebral palsy or this there. And I think that we need to start identifying groups of people with, like, I hate to say diagnosis or comorbilities, but I don't want to go that deep, but just gathering together people that have been through a similar walk in life and finding someone that went through that walk of life to help them get to a different place.
Okay.
Not someone that never been there. You can't tell someone about being an addict when you never was an addict, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So, you know, I just think that we need to really start looking at mental health as a whole, volunteering and getting back to our community.
I agree. Thank you so much for that call, Gary. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks.
So,
bye-bye.
So, all right. So we look at investment, and guess what? You can call in saying what you think the next mayor needs to do. We're going to go over into overtime today. So you know what that means. We're staying up. So what do you think the next mayor needs to do? One person says investment. Also, let's talk about people that may not have a political backing that now they're putting their hat in the ring. What do you guys think? Is that okay? Because I'm pretty sure on one end you can say, you know what, maybe we do need people who – maybe we need people who are not in politics that may not be able to – you know, that they don't have those old connections and stuff like that. We need fresh eyes that they should come in. But then on another end, perhaps we should have a person who knows what to do. Because if we have a person that comes in that doesn't know what to do, they have to get sort of have a learning curve. They have to sort of move around. And that might be precious time that's wasted as opposed to someone coming in. Let me know what you're thinking. Again, 443-402-5032. You're my co-host today. I do have a whole bunch of candy corn for you if you'd like. Nicole says the next mayor will have to work to fight the culture of corruption within city government. Oh, wow. The community cannot be cleaned, quote unquote, with a dirty sponge. Oh, here we go. The effectiveness of our city government will continue to be a cancer to the community. Nicole has hit the nail on the head. Sherry, shout out to Sherry. Hey, Sherry. Sherry says we need to go old school. It takes a village. More community. Just like we talked about. So, again, if you have an idea, if you have a thought process, let's go from there. Okay, again, 443-402-5032. Guess what? I'm going to share with you my thoughts about maybe people who don't have political backgrounds in these type of arenas. While I would appreciate maybe a fresh set of eyes, I think about the jobs that I've been in. And I would like that a person who's going to lead this government to have some experience in the government. And it's not to offend. It's not to offend anybody. It's just that I'm pretty sure if you were at your job and someone was the CEO or supervisor of your job and they came in and they had no experience, you might feel a certain way. And so I would like to see any person that is out here in the community. It's great that we have a lot of popular people. And popular people will be able to generate those votes and be able to get people to show up. And I would like to see them use their influence to be able to push people who actually will have the knowledge and wherewithal to be able to do something. So use that influence as opposed to throwing your hat in a ring and then we don't know what's going on. And then what happens? So I would like to see that. Let me know what your thoughts are. Again, 443-402-5032. Don't be shy. It's just me. I'm pretty sure most of you guys have already talked to me on the phone anyway, so make sure you call in. I do think that we should have requirements for any elected official. I get the fresh set of eyes. It could be an advisor. Or guess what? That same person can run for their delegate in their area, which I think they should probably start there. Like if I right now... I think I have enough that I could start doing something, but I wouldn't want to just jump to being a mayor. That would be crazy. I wouldn't know the first thing. I would just be able to be an activist and say, hey, I think we should do this, do that. But that would be, to me, wasting time.
So they should at least serve as a councilman or something in some way?
Something. A councilman, something should happen first, as opposed to just saying, you know what, I'm going straight to the top. That's a little weird. That's a little wild. And I wouldn't even want to even engage in that. So, all right. So we know that. So hopefully, you know, we get to a place where, hey, we're going to be able to get the quality people involved that's not corrupted, like Nicole said, that we can get back to old school, like Sherry talked about. And that we'd have somebody who actually, to be honest, gives a damn. Some of the comments that I've seen from our interim mayor gives me the feeling that you don't give a damn. And that's a problem. And that very defensive, you know, when I think about what a leader should be, I think a leader should be very humble. I think that they should be transparent. And I think that if we're going around acting like you don't care, saying, hey, I'm not committing the murders, you're right, you're not. But let's do something about the people who are. I hopefully it gets cold because maybe the gangsters will stay inside. It's not funny. It's not. I don't think that's funny at all. And when people say, hey, why didn't you show up to this meeting? Because I didn't have to. Well, part of being a servant is that, yeah, you have to. So, again, I'd like to hear your thoughts. Definitely we should get back to old school way of thinking. All right. Community. Let's talk about what we could do in the community. And I think that it starts with us and just taking ownership of our household first. We can't expect our neighbor to do something and we don't do the same thing in our house. I think that's a problem. I think that we have to start with our own houses, making sure that we're raising our children correctly, make sure that we're creating that environment that we want to see outside within the house. Because those children, those kids that are out here committing issues, very rarely, and I'm not saying it never happens, but they're not coming from squeaky clean environments where everybody's doing well and stuff like that. It's just a bad seed. Nope, doesn't happen like that. So I think that we definitely have to start with our own household to be able to make sure that we do what we need to do. With that being said, like, we have a lot of things in our community that we sort of turn a blind on. So we're not going to just talk about the mayor or any councilmen. We're not going to talk about any of those, but we got to make sure that we hold people accountable, and that starts with us. And so if you feel like there's something in your area, guess what? You don't need the mayor. You don't need a councilman. You don't need a delegate. You don't need a state's attorney. You don't need a mayor, a governor. You don't need the president. You can say, you know what? I'm going to start cleaning up. In my area, there's a guy, Mr. Bill. I love Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill, every morning, just cleans up. I live right near Mervo. And, you know, the kids leave trash and stuff like that. And guess what? He walks around and he cleans up. And when I first got there, I didn't really think about it. And then next, you know what I started doing? I started grabbing a broom, start cleaning up, starting leaving my trash can out so that way the kids can toss trash in there. That's providing solutions. So, again, as we start wrapping this up, make sure you can hit up 443-402-5032 so that way we can talk about what do you think the issues are? All right, what do you think should happen? What do you think should happen? How do you think we should handle it? All right, what do you think we can start doing? Yeah, Antoine has his hand raised right now.
Just one more question for you. So
yeah,
of the quote-unquote candidates that have thrown their name in the hat thus far, do you see anyone in particular that you would say, okay, if you had to vote today for one, do you see one specific one that you would go for?
Yeah. And you know what? It's not an endorsement, right? Let me preface this by saying right. It's not an endorsement of who I think should be mayor. I'm just one guy on my platform, and feel free again to be educated and make the right decision based upon you and your family and your circumstances. If I was to vote today, I probably would vote for TJ Smith. I think that he has a unique ability that he's been in it, but he has not been a part of a lot of things. So he has the idea that he can sort of look back and say, hey, you know what? I've been in it, but I've sort of been third party, so I can come up with some solutions. But that's just me as far as who I think should go for it. But I think that, you know, we got to make sure we have quality candidates that know what they're talking about and have a plan. We can't have just flash in the pan crap, man. Like, people want to come with glitz and glamour and dances and pandering. It's cool. It's cool to be a community person. It's cool to be a person that's out here and make statements. But we need real people. 300 real people died already. 300 real people died. So this isn't a task that we should say, yeah, hey, just have anybody come in. See, that's the problem, is that we figure just anybody. And I'm going to be honest, it's me too. You know, in the beginning where, you know, when you're in that ballot box and it's like, hey, pick eight names. You're like, I'm just going to just pick the first eight. Boop, 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 boop. I would change my name to Anderson, like Anthony Anderson or Aaron Anderson, because I'm on that ballot. I'm getting in. Right. So we got to make sure we educate ourselves. We got to make sure that we know when we're talking to this person that we know what we're talking about. Don't get caught up in the glitz and glamour, man. We got to make sure that we're here for our community. We got to make sure, you know, it's a lot. The reason why I came up with that song, and if you go back and listen to the song of the week, Inner City Blues Makes Me Want to Holler. The same lyrics that is in there, and this came out years ago, is the same. You could say he came up with this yesterday. So to answer your question, Antoine, yeah, I feel like we need somebody who has been around, but maybe not of that corruption that sometimes might happen. And it's not just, it's more of a culture thing. Culture can breed corruption. At my job, there's corruption. I'm pretty sure at your job, or people that are listening or watching the show, I'm pretty sure there's corruption at your job. So we got to make sure that we have people who are in it, who know what to do, so that way they can sort of help us out. All right. So thank you for everybody who called. All right. I like the show. I like to have another show where we have people calling. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Letitia. Thank you guys so much for calling in. And thank you, everybody who commented on the social media page. All right. Let's wrap this up, man. I thank you guys for staying in overtime. All right. That's our time for the evening. You can always check out the C Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday right here at 7 p.m. right here on Powerful Point for Radio. Tune in next week for another amazing, amazing show. I have somebody lined up that I definitely think that you guys want to listen to and follow and be able to connect with. Guess what? As far as connecting, you can follow and connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the C Plan Do Show. There's plenty of amazing and additional content. We can carry this conversation outside of the show. All right. A lot of you guys saying stuff on the comment section. Guess what? Let's talk about it more. Let's have a dialogue, because we need to come up with solutions and not just keep reiterating the problems. We know we have problems in leadership. We know we have problems with our community. We know we have problems with crime. What are we going to do about it? All right. You want to be a guest on the show? Hit me up. You want to check out promotional opportunities? Hit me up. You see, we already had a couple. All right. You want me to be a host to your event? You need a professional life coach, business coach, relationship coach? I got you. Just hit me up. All right. And last but certainly not least, thank you guys so much for being a part of this show each and every week. I see the numbers growing, man. I'm very humbled and very, very excited on how many people check me out, watch this show. You could be anywhere in the world, baby. Every radio show host says that. You could be anywhere, but you literally, there are plenty of other stations you could listen to. You had to download the app. You clicked on Facebook. You're here looking at me, man, with the merch. First of all, let's check out the merch one more time. All right, got the hat. You know the vibes hoodie. You can check that out at laloneclothing.com. And, yo, guess what? I'm gonna post a coupon code just for you guys for listening today. And that way you can get out there. Make sure you get one of these. All right? You are the best part of the show, guys. Thank you. All right? So as we leave out of here tonight, before we talk again, until we see each other again, until we connect again, always remember, man, to see, plan, and do. Have a great evening.